trick is to undercook the onions. Everybody is going to get to know each other in the pot. I'm serious about this stuff. I'm up the night before, pressing garlic and dicing whole tomatoes. I toast my own ancho chilies. It's a recipe passed down from Malone's for generations. It's probably the thing I do best.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. Well, second guest in a row in 2 weeks, but that canceled on me due to some sort of illness or something happening. But no worries, because we have one of my favorite fill-in guests and just guest in general. Zach Townsend is back on the show. What's up, dude? You gotta put your headphones on. Look professional.
I thought you were gonna do like a whole big.
Well, I just thing. Yeah, no, I usually do, but this time I figured since you're sitting here, I don't want to have you just sit here. So
we just jump
right into it.
I'm really good at just existing.
Just winging it. Yeah, you're doing really good. I guess since I usually at the beginning I promote our sponsors of the show. Did you know there's people sponsor this program? Can you believe that?
Absolute maniacs.
Bunch of suckers, right? Yeah. No, God bless them. I love them. That's Tap House 61, formerly Sly Bar. They changed the name.
What?
They redid the whole thing. You've seen the inside. It's beautiful.
I knew they redid it, but I didn't know they changed the name. Like Sly. I'm always going to call it Sly Bar.
It's going to take a long time. I'm pretty sure if Joe hears this, he's going to be upset that I'm even saying Sly Bar on the podcast at all. But it's Tap House 61 now. All
right.
And he's even, you know how much he's committed to this name change?
A tattoo.
He kept the Sly Bar Facebook and started a new Tap House 61 page.
Oh, shit.
So he's starting over. Wow. Already. Nice. Thanks, dude.
It's been that kind of week.
Yeah, I feel you. We're gonna get into that, too. But it's beautiful at Tap House 61, 2061 Central Avenue, taphouse61.com.
Okay.
Same location. They redid the whole thing. It's really nice, and it's beautiful, and... it's well on its way. They're still working on it, but it's good. So thank you, Sly Bar, or dang it, Tap House 61. I'm going to do the same thing. Tap House 61.
It's going to take a while.
Definitely going to take a while.
It's understandable, though.
Truvy Salon and Spa, too, my friend.
It's like Bruce and Caitlyn Jenner. I still call them Bruce, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, of course, yeah. That's,
change the insides, change the outsides.
That's what, was that my stupid phone?
That's your phone.
Who's texting you? I don't know. Nobody should be.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nobody does.
I don't think I've gotten a text message in, like, 4 days.
I usually don't. Like, it's weird how you used to go from communicating, like, you'd never talked on the phone anymore, you would just text, and now I've just gotten to the age where people just don't communicate with me during the week.
Yeah.
Which I'm not complaining about.
I just call you at this point. There's people I just call, because I'm like, listen, I'm not trying to have small talk, text talk with you.
Yeah.
I got some stuff I need to say. I'm getting off my chest.
Are you familiar with this group text?
Oh, yeah, I hate it. All my group texts are New Don't Disturb mode.
Me too. So you have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll never get anything done.
The one I'm in with you and John Jacobs is on Do Not Disturb, too.
Oh, absolutely. That happened immediately. As soon as I saw more than one person was in on this text.
Yeah, it's always... this is what happens, because, like, no matter if you have at least three people in it, no matter who's in it, there's always going to be one dude who's, like, feeling lonely at some point when you guys are busy. Like, the two of you will be, like... Say, like, we're out at a bar and John's just, like, at home, just like, you know, I'm going to see what the guys are doing. Talk to somebody. And he's just constant. I've been that guy, too, where you just, like, texted, like, try to get a response and nothing. And you're like, these are good jokes and stuff.
And nothing.
This is funny topics, but nothing. And
Well, sometimes, you know, people live different lifestyles, too. And then it's like, at 2 a.m., If I get woken up by a ding, I'm going to be very upset.
I don't wake up to my text message noise.
I got woken up this morning by one.
All day.
But I had to get up anyways.
Phone calls, though, that'll wake me up, like, on the second try.
You know you can turn your phone, like, into nighttime mode, and you won't get any alerts at all, even phone calls.
See, I'd be scared my alarm wouldn't go off.
No, your alarm goes off.
I don't know. I don't trust it.
I use it frequently.
It's just so much easier to go to bed blackout drunk than it is to put your phone on that.
Well, that's a strategy. Do you have to get up and pee now? I have to get up and pee if I drink heavily. Like four times.
I've gone past that point. The other day I thought I pooped the bed.
Oh, I'm not even joking.
I farted so hard I woke myself up.
I wrote a joke like that where you should be single because you farted, not the sound, but the smell wakes you up.
Yeah. And then it woke me up, and I didn't, you wake up. I think I took, like, 4 melatonin, too, the night before, I could have literally pooped in my sleep.
That's what you know. I should just be alone. I don't need anybody else to deal with this.
I don't even know. And then I just started thinking, what would you do if you pooped the bed? Like,
what could you do?
You can't look in the mirror for at least 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, I'll tell you, I got food poisoning 4 months ago or so. And I pooped a little bit in the bed.
No,
it wasn't bad. It wasn't like a catastrophe. It was just a little dot.
Oh no!
But it was enough where I was like, "Oh my gosh!" Yeah, it was it was humbling to say the least. Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, you know, it's no big deal. Put it in a wash, and that was it.
You put your bed in the wash.
No, it was just on the top sheet.
Oh god, dude.
Yeah, it was.
Ew.
Yeah, it grossed me out. I'm really. Do you have I have what do you call that? Obsessive compulsive disorder with like poo poo and like any bodily fluids?
No, huh?
Any bodily fluids? I don't like to think about.
Yeah, I can't do
raw chicken. I can't
do other people's poop. Even like a baby, even like an innocent person. You know what I mean? Not even just like a trucker who just eats Arby's 6 days a week. Like a baby who's just like brand. Like if it was my baby, I'd be like.
No, I think you
once,
would.
No. Once my baby poops, I'd be like, let's put this thing up for adoption. Like, is it too late for an abortion?
No.
Yeah, it's 6 weeks old. It's a human.
I think you would. It would be programmed.
Can this fit in the microwave? And I would just put it on like a pop. You know what I mean? Just get rid of this thing.
That's rough. Anyway, thanks to our other sponsor of the program, Truvy Salon and Spa, Chrissy Parker down there. Doing hair, doing Botox parties. She's got she's lit up there, as they say. 8908.
I can do some Botox. Maybe I'll go see her.
There you go. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B here in St. Petersburg.
I got a pedicure not too long ago.
I saw that. That was you should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm
frankly.
Pretty sure that woman committed suicide. I had some police come to my door and question me about some stuff.
Your feet are
horrendous.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know.
Your big toe looks like a Christmas roast.
No, dude, I don't even have. Feet. I have talons, like eagle talons. I look like I should be catching field mice. With
yellow
my feet.
Nails. Yeah. Is your liver okay? I worry about your liver.
Absolutely not. I'm not a doctor, but I know that much.
I am ill.
Yeah. My liver is like, my liver looks like Stephen Hawking's left shin.
That's rough. I've never seen a shin, though.
But you can imagine. You've seen his lower torso.
Yeah, he's not doing too well. Anyway, Chrissy Parker, thank you.
Yeah, the last few years haven't been too kind to him.
Make an appointment with her, 727-329-9751. Find her online. Just Google Truvy Salon and Spa. That's Truvy Salon and Spa.com. Also, when I say I recorded the City Hall broadcast today with the fire chief of the city today, which will be out, if you're listening on Radio St. Pete, tomorrow, Monday. And it will be on podcast, I think, right after at cityhallbroadcast.net. You can keep up with all the happenings with the city.
Yeah.
It's a good one, too. It's one of those men's men, you know? Man's guy's guy.
What's he got to say, though? You know?
He actually had a lot to say. It was interesting.
I mean, yeah, he's got a lot to say, but what's he got to say?
I always find out.
Actually, I probably shouldn't say this. Cause I live in the city, and if my house ever catches on fire.
That's going to be the guy.
Like, you know what? Let's go to McDonald's first. Yeah. Get a smoothie.
We'll be back. We'll be back. Just let the fire.
Yeah, it's a fire. Don't worry about it.
We'll be back. Yeah,
it's
but
like
it was
a baby in the microwave or something. That's what started it.
Call back. There's always some sort of. I'm always surprised that when I get started talking to these people, because just something will come up. I'm like, whoa, really? And then you forget. Like, I hate government. For me, I'm just like, your job's useless. But then they'll bring up something. And I'll be like, oh wow, really? You do that? That's interesting.
Wait, he's a chief. He's probably, yeah, he's got to make all this, but like.
But even the recycling guy, I talked to him. There was so much, so interesting, a lot of that stuff. Did you know if you, do you recycle?
Yeah, we do, actually.
Do you keep your cans in a bag? Do you bag your cans and then throw them in the
recycling?
Hell
no, I throw them right in the.
All right, good. Good. Because
you're not supposed to do that.
Right.
So if it kills the dolphins.
If you put them in a bag, it goes in the trash.
We should kill all the. I hate when people are like, no, like, killing the dolphin. Like, why? What? Let's see what happens. You know, what life without dolphins?
They're majestic creatures.
They're not.
Have you ever been near the water? And
they rape.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
Like
they kill for fun, too.
Yeah,
they're people in the water.
If they had fingers, we would be screwed.
Yeah,
that's all I have to say.
Yep. I've seen, I remember I went to SeaWorld with my mom and stepdad when I was probably 7.
And a dolphin raped your mom.
A dolphin, they were all, I remember my mom, I didn't even know what was going on, really. I mean, I knew something was going on, but I just heard my mom has a really shrill voice when she gets excited or laughs.
Yeah.
And she just went, they're having sex with each other! Really loud.
Oh my gosh.
And it was very embarrassing. But and then she just started laughing really hard in SeaWorld.
Was she talking about the dolphins or your dad and one of the SeaWorld co-workers?
I think she was talking about the dolphins, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a fun time.
Because, you know, women in those wetsuits, it's like all the curves come out.
Yeah.
Hubba, hubba.
Take her blowhole, am I right? I don't know what that means. That was bad, yeah.
Next topic.
I wanted to talk about a few things.
All right.
First of all, Justin Grant was supposed to be on the show this week from TBT. He's the barfly. You familiar with him?
Not him in general. I know
you know
what
the
bar
TBT
is.
Yeah.
No,
so he kind of
back Thursday.
He'll be back next week. So he had to cancel. He was sick. And he's like, I can still come in, but I mean, I don't really feel good. Just so you know, I was like, don't come in here.
That means he did his research and saw how many followers you have on like Twitter, and he's like, meh.
No, he knew beforehand.
Okay.
Everybody knows.
But then, like, when time comes to it, you're like, oh, God, I just got to do this with this.
Yeah, I mean, I thought.
I would freak out. Like, me and you weren't friends and, like, you asked me to come, like, I'd be like, oh, God, like, I don't do it. This is the only podcast I do. Not that I'm in high demand.
You're a hot commodity.
Yeah, right now. I will be. Just you wait. But no, I would be freaked out. I'd be like, oh, God, like, my anxiety would start to set in. Like, what if this kid wants to, like, ask me to hang out for a beer afterwards? You know, you can't. I can't say no. I literally can never say no to people.
Well, I never do that, number one, unless it was like they stuck around for a while. I've had people that linger, and I'm like, I gotta go.
That's the other thing, the inverse of it. I'd be freaked out to be in your position and have people just try to linger. Lingerers, man.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of doing this in my house. Radio St. Pete threatens to get a studio from time to time.
If you had somewhere else, you could just be like, oh, listen, we got to go because I got to be out of here by, you know.
I still do that here. Like, if it's somebody I don't really want to hang out with anymore, which happens rarely.
Have you ever faked leaving, like, walked out with them and, like, onto your car, then, like, wait till they drive away? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Good move.
I mean, sometimes you have
classic,
to.
Classic,
you know?
Yeah.
Or just keep walking.
I've done that to girls, like, on dates at bars and stuff. And, like, walk them out to their car. And, like, all right, like, yeah, I'm leaving, too. And then, like. You know,
oh, sure.
Go back
in
the bar, go to another, like, yeah, just walk.
Or just go to a different. I usually just go to a different
bar. I'll go back to the same bar.
Oh, really?
Just let it be known.
You like the bar
that
much?
Did not go well, yeah.
I always try to go to a bar that I don't really like, just in case, you know, if it goes bad, I can just leave and go to I don't bring, like, girls to places I go.
I do, because, like, that's cool, because then, like, the people know you, and, like, you look like the man. You know what I mean? Like, you walk in, and, like, people are like, hey, Zach, what's up? You're like, not much, buddy. What's up with you? You just look like, you know, you're like, hey, Scott. Hey, how's the kids? You know, and he's just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the girl's like, oh, my gosh. So he's an alcoholic. This guy has a lot going for him.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I used to take ladies to the Northeast Tavern because it's close to my home.
Right across the street.
It's pretty close, yeah. Not maybe directly across the street, but pretty close.
Straight, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But then I'm like, I go here a lot, so I don't really want to bring girls here in case that. I guess my feeling is like, who's gonna want to stalk me? So who cares? But you never know, just in case.
I like that Corrigan's place.
Corrigan's is cool. Yeah. When did we go there? Oh yeah, we went there the other night. Yeah, that's right.
That was a funny story. You should talk about that.
What
the
happened?
Table behind us at Del Mar.
What happened? Oh my god. This poor, this girl I know that bartends at Del Mar downtown, she was serving a group of ladies of a particular origin, and
I'd say race,
who have a stereotype of not tipping well, and I'm sure everybody knows by now. And so I asked how much she got tipped, and she said for the whole table, they were there for hours. They got waters and ice, and they tipped her, I think, $1.25.
Well, they got food.
Oh, they got food, too.
Yeah, they said they ordered food.
But didn't they bring the food over from another place?
No. They brought drinks over from another place.
Drinks over from another place.
That's what she was saying to us.
And she got tipped a whopping $1.25. Stereotypes are stereotypes for a reason, and sometimes there's truth to them, unfortunately.
Yeah.
A lot of Asians are good at math.
That's just true. That was crazy to me. Like, the idea that a quarter, you just tip somebody a quarter. I'd rather get nothing than a quarter.
I would much rather have nothing than a quarter is
so
FU.
If you guys are looking to put Harriet Tubman on any type of money, put her on the quarter, apparently.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
Not the $20 bill.
Yeah, that was rough. I felt really bad for her.
Is it a stereotype? Like, that's like a stereotype that I feel like everybody knows is true. And like even like there's an episode of Louie about it.
Right.
When like he goes and he goes, this white, to a black waitress, he goes, this white waitress just told me black people don't tip. Like, what the heck is wrong with her? And the black waitress goes, they don't.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I've had friends of mine,
I don't
too.
Know, hey, they maybe say that's the same like things. That's them keeping their tips as reparations, their way of reparations.
I mean, I don't know. It's just is what it is. I mean, I'm sure there's people that do. I remember Patrice O'Neill had a long bit about that. How
I don't. I'll only tip like a dollar, but I get like bottle beers. So like I watch all she does is it's a twist off half the time.
Oh right.
So it's like what? It's
yeah,
like, I'll give
you dollar
something,
beer is
but
fine.
Like, yeah. Sometimes it's nothing to it, especially if the girl's like a real, you know, a real doozy.
Even if it's like vodka soda, it's still a buck because it's a pour and then spray. Like, if it was an old fashioned,
it's the
where
fact that you acknowledged me and sure. Got me a drink.
Yeah.
Here's a dollar.
Right. Yeah, that's fair. I think that's fine.
You're probably a single mom or you're dating some guy with a tribal tattoo. So,
but if you're ordering food, I mean, that's at least 15%.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, food is a different story. Somebody made that. You know what I mean? Like, you. I don't know.
I had this debate. Do you tip on to-go orders?
Heck no.
No, you don't.
Absolutely not. I'm in no position to.
Okay.
I can't.
I feel you.
If I get to-go food, it's because I can't go to the restaurant and tip. You know what I mean?
I feel the same way, but here's the thing that somebody told me. What about the expo people that box up the food? There's people in...
You know what?
Station.
They can fry ice.
I usually get 10% or a couple bucks or something.
One of them breaks their finger while they're boxing up my food, then I'll feel bad and maybe. But like, no, listen, I'm only saying this too because I'm broke as a joke right now. But
what about Uber Eats?
Never done Uber Eats, so I can't.
Never done
Uber
Eats?
I have no.
If you do,
on that.
Let me know.
You've
I know your phone's broken right now. Use my code so I can get $5
phone is
off.
So broken, it's not even funny.
What happened to your phone?
I broke it, dropped it.
You dropped it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a big ordeal.
Just dropped it. And wow, that did some damage for just dropping it.
Yeah, it was bad, man. I don't know, man. I had a rough week. Lost a lot of money. I've just been on a roll. I mean, what do they say? You're batting 1,000? But you know what? I saw something today, and it was pretty good. And I saw it was a quote, and it said, you know, it was about getting kicked in the nuts, and when life kicks you in the nuts, and they said, you know, if you hang around the barbershop long enough, you're gonna get a haircut.
God, and that made you feel better.
I mean, like, you know what? As much as like I hate corny stuff, but I was like, you know what? Like it was like a commencement speech Denzel Washington gave somewhere, mm-hmm. And he was talking about, and I sometimes wonder, like, are those guys' speeches like actually real? You know what I mean? Like, did Denzel Washington really get turned down from all these auditions and now he's just Denzel? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He didn't kind of stand out in his classes a little bit and just turn it. You don't just turn into Denzel. You know what I mean?
Right.
We've been
right.
Watching LeBron James since he was 14 years old. Like, we all kind of knew.
I think it's different though with acting and sports. I mean, athletes are just, they're physical forces.
Or like rap, I think everything's like a almost not predestined, but like predestined to a certain extent. Like, people know who's gonna be, you know what I mean?
Well, I know a lot of talented people. I never say don't discount luck, because that has a lot to do with it too. That's a big portion. I've been looking
a lot about writing scripts and stuff. I'm writing a spec script right now, and reading how, and it basically asked, like, I was looking like how are you gonna shop these, and they're basically saying like, yeah, it's impossible to sell a script without an agent.
Is that true even now with self-publishing?
It's absolutely impossible. I mean, you can send it. You can, like, spam people. Like, that's the thing that helps out with, like, Twitter and stuff. You can actually just go to, like, the guy and, like, send him a message. Hey, can I get your email and send you this? And then, but like you said, there's got to be a ton of luck with that. Like, he has to be in a really good mood that day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's...
Yeah, I think if you want to get into writing, you probably have to do stand-up in New York and L.A., and then you'll eventually get a job as a writer.
I think I'm going to move soon. Get out of this place.
Yeah. Where are you going to go?
Chicago or New York, I think.
Chicago or New York. Good chance. It's
LA.
Cold.
LA is cool. I'd really like to go to LA. If I could figure... I hear so many scary stories about LA, how expensive it is. But it's like, let's be real. Like, I'd be living in a one-bedroom studio, maybe with another person. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, Chicago is expensive. Chicago's, so is New York.
I have a lot of friends, though, in Chicago. A lot of wealth, like, rich friends. So I could stay.
Oh, really?
Couch surf.
Oh, good. Yeah, there you go. Hang out. Yeah, Chicago's a good city to be in. There's a lot of, you know, comedy happening there, too.
That's a lot of writing goes down out there.
But it's pretty much New York or L.A., no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah, so eventually you're going to have to make your way over
eventually.
To one of those.
Hopefully L.A. I don't really... New York's... I've been there a couple times. It's so gross.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Not even dirty. Like, I don't mind dirty. Like, the place I live, you know, it's not entirely clean, but just...
Yeah, I've seen the shower. Everything's dirty, man. Everything there is just dirty. Yeah. Well, it's cleaned up quite a bit. Yeah. I haven't been in many years. I'm going in September, so.
Are you really?
Yeah. Bachelor
11th, hopefully?
is it? It might be. I don't know.
You're going for a bachelor party?
Yeah.
To New York.
Uh-huh.
Vegas never crossed your mind?
We talked about it. He wants to go to New York.
For what?
I don't know. He just wants to go... See the sights.
What, do you get a slice of pizza?
We'll probably get some pizza. We'll probably go to the Statue of Liberty.
Oh,
we'll probably
don't have too much fun.
Top of the Rock, maybe.
Oh, what are you guys, Amish? Jeez.
You're going to be very touristy, I have a feeling, yeah. But, it should be so cool. I went, like, 6-7 years ago, so it's been a long time. Let's see what it's like now. I've never been to L.A. Never made it out.
I want to go to L.A. Really
been to California, but it was North California. Fresno. Which sucks, by the way, in case you were wondering.
Yeah. I want to go to, like, San Diego.
San Diego's beautiful.
Or, like, Hollywood.
From what I hear. Yeah.
L.A.
La La Land.
La La Land.
I saw the... God, I keep... I got to put this thing.
Dude, who is texting you? The world... Oh, my gosh.
It's actually my boss. Uh-oh.
You're fired.
I am so fired. They got super mad at me because my computer broke. Did I tell you about this?
No.
So they don't know what they're talking about as far as computers go. I don't know much about computers. They, both of them, Dennis is 50-something. He doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
Dennis or William is a couple years older than me, but he's not a techie guy. You know what I mean? So he thinks you can download viruses on YouTube. So
no,
he's like,
you can't.
He's,
do you realize everybody's computer would be screwed? That's the one thing everybody uses, the one site everybody uses.
And he also thought, like, well, maybe it has to do with your podcast stuff. Maybe you're downloading stuff. And I'm like, dude, no. That's not how it works. And he's like, well, your computer's brand new. I'm like, it's 3 years old. But he's still hinting, you know. He's like, well, when's the IT person coming? I was like, it should be here later today. He goes, well, I don't understand why this is breaking. I'm like, these things happen. I don't know what to tell you. He goes, yeah, we'll see.
Oh, he gave you the we'll see.
Yeah, and he goes, I goes, well, she'll fix it, dude. It's going to be no problem. And he goes, yeah, she better. I was like, or what? What are you going to do? But I didn't say anything.
Fire,
but then
you're behind.
It's something with the hard drive or something. So now they're like, ha, it's all good. So I'm just like,
yeah, until they find out you put a piece of bologna in the hard drive to get out of work.
Well, I kind of got the hint, too, that maybe they were insinuating, like, well, how did the hard drive break? Is it something you did?
Yeah.
Because they don't know.
I'd do that, dude. I used to try to get hurt at jobs to get out of work, just to go home early. I used to try to break bones when I was, like, working at, like, Walmart, the warehouse for Walmart.
And yeah.
Just, like, jump out in front of people's pallet jacks. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, what are you doing? Hit me. Like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
trying,
please.
You know what I mean?
Please put me out of my
misery. I'm getting to that point, like, with my, I feel like my potential's dwindling as I get older. So, like, the only way I'm going to make a lot of money is, like, on a settlement.
Yeah. You know, it's funny with those. I do that.
I need Walmart to, like, build a Walmart on my legs.
I do that for work, and it's crazy, like, structured settlements. And that's, like, my day gig. And it's weird. Like, I've seen guys that lose their eyeball, and they get $20,000. And then some lady gets cut on her arm, like, some sort of deep gash, and she gets $1 million.
It's all about crazy. Your representation and how far you're willing to work. I bet you that guy, because I bet you like the guy with the eye is like a hardworking guy, and he's like, hey, listen, I just want to get back to work. Probably. I just want to get this fixed.
Yep.
You know, I whatever. That lady's probably, it's how hard you want to go. You're like, oh, I could keep going further with this, and some scumbag lawyer is going to be like, yeah, we can keep going further with this.
Totally.
Let's go.
100%.
Yeah, let's those... get you. Yeah, don't clean that either, by the way. don't put any peroxide on that cut. Let's make it look a little gross.
Any law firm that's like has a commercial on TV,
Morgan & Morgan,
don't,
for the people.
That's one of them. Don't go to them. That's yeah. all. They're
I see
they're
his
based
fat
off.
Baby face on all the buses around here.
He's talking about running for governor.
Oh
in
my!
Florida.
Of course he is.
Yeah,
of course he is.
But any of those, they go based on how many cases they settle, and because they got to buy ads and bus, you know, wrapping, so they're like trying to settle cases. Like, yeah, we'll just take whatever.
Is there nothing worse than a fat politician? Just because you just made me think about like
a woman politician. Well, no, I mean they're all bad. Every politician's
I don't
pretty
know.
Bad.
Just something about like Chris Christie, where like I was like I did not care who got elected president, but I was like, please, for the I don't want a fat guy in office.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a woman in office than a fat guy, honestly.
Yeah, I agree.
That guy, like the pictures I would see of him, just like,
well, it's kind of like if you're not going to take care of yourself, how are you going to take care
but it's
of
like, you
a
know,
position
like,
of power?
He's just a glutton.
Yeah, he's just
and, like,
eating
and then
himself
imagine
to
him
death.
With his power. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just making Arby's stay open another 24/7. Just the taxpayers' bills just going up. Dude, I said, I don't care if Trump gets impeached, but we should make Chris Christie Secretary of Eight.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah, he's I don't even think he has a position. He was like supported.
I think he's like
New Jersey.
Isn't he
something.
Like the governor of New Jersey?
I don't think so some anymore.
Gross state.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, but yeah, it's like if you can't bother to take care of yourself.
Is this the City Hall podcast or is the one you did earlier?
Good one. Yeah, but I feel you on that.
Talk about
thing.
Poop again, huh?
If you can't bother to take care of yourself, then you can't take care of the country or the state or the city.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Just like North Korea can't really say anything about. It, but like, imagine that guy. You know, the guy looking like that is your leader.
Well, his haircut bothers me more.
His
than
haircut,
anything.
But his stupid little face and his
fat face. Yeah, little baby fat
little
face.
Lips all pushed together.
That was in the news all over, and now I don't hear anything about it anymore.
Oh no, I think I have I work with a guy who's like a vet, who's like pretty in there, like,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, yeah, we are 100% having World War III. Like,
well, it's gonna happen eventually, I'm
you
sure.
Have no
yeah.
idea, but like in our lifetime, like
it could happen,
like within
yeah.
the next few years.
The I'm thing sure. about that is, any world war is gonna involve nukes, and if everybody starts breaking out nukes, the world's just gonna end. That'll be it.
But I think people, like, want to see the world end. I think we all kind of have a fascination with us, like, kind of wanting to see the world end.
I don't know if it's going to be, like,
at one point, I'm just like, I wish they'd tell us, like, listen, we're going to do this just so I can stop pursuing my dreams. You know what I mean? Because, like, listen, if we're going to have a World War III happen in 2.5 years, I'm going to stop going to open mic comedy 6 nights a week. You know what I mean?
Done with it.
Stop trying to chase this dragon that I'm doing. But.
Well, you know, I think we're kind of in a World War III. I think it's kind of a Cold War, and I think it's fought online right now with cyber attacks and everybody's... Because, you know, they've got this whole thing with Russia. By the way, do we not look like the biggest wusses in the world with this Russia stuff? We look like clowns.
Yeah.
Everybody's...
Kushner.
Do you not think that we're doing the same stuff to Russia? You're out of your mind.
I've been out of the loop.
Each other.
I've been pretty busy this past like month just doing.
There's nothing new. It's the same stuff. They keep.
It's the same story, but that's with anything. It's the world isn't exciting as everybody wants it to be. That's how like
yeah.
we are so like used to things being crazy. Like we've all like right now, everyone who's been alive like has seen like the adults at least people who would watch the news have seen like Columbine, have seen like 9/11, like we've seen the craziest stuff, and we're like, let's get crazier. You know what I mean? Like, or else, little stuff doesn't affect us. Like the world isn't as exciting. As
yeah,
we think it
I,
is.
you know, there's everybody's a conspiracy theorist. They think something, there's always some sort of malicious man behind the curtain type of thing. Yeah. I just don't think that humans are as smart as they're given credit for. Governments aren't the DMV. It's not anything, you know, I mean, I know there's intelligence agencies, and I know they've done some shady stuff, but the stuff that they're talking about, like, that's why I don't think aliens are around. We would just know. Somebody would come out and say
it. I think they are.
Dude, I saw today, this is one of the things I wanted to talk about. I subscribe to the conspiracy subreddit just to see what they got, you know. Most of it's nonsense. But
that's your news source.
They had a WikiLeaks thing, and it was a WikiLeaks.org website. It said, hold on, let me find exactly what it said. But it was some sort of cable from 1979. And it said, where is it?
Should probably pause the podcast.
Report that Russia destroyed secret U.S. base on the moon. This was 1979. Does that not blow your mind? We had a base on the moon?
I don't know. It's not like you could drive over there and see, you know what I mean?
But it says it's unclassified now, too, so this is just out in the open.
You know, no one's looking for that.
A base on the moon?
But that's the thing. No one's looking for that, and the people who are not the people who you're going to listen to. You know what I mean?
So this came from...
It's going to be the guy with newspaper for shoes.
This came from the Bureau of European and Eurasian Affairs. I don't know what that is. I didn't Google it. There was really nothing to click on. There was no data, really. It just said that report that Russia destroyed secret U.S. base on the moon to January 24th, 1979. Now, the Cold War was going on at that time.
Yeah.
Do you think... See, here's the thing with information. Disinformation is just as important as we know today. That could have just been something Russia leaked to Europe saying, yeah, we're pretty badass because we just destroyed the U.S.'s moon base.
So hop on our side.
Moon base. That just seems so outrageous.
Their little timeshare up there on the moon.
Yeah. But that's not, I mean, it's...
What if it was just like a condo? Like, they're just like, yo, we're just...
I just can't imagine.
Richard Branson was just like, I want to build some condos on the moon, you know?
Do you think we landed on the moon?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I do too. But then stuff like this makes
I don't
me
know.
Wonder.
But then you watch like that video of it, and it looks so weird. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I heard today one guy thinks that we did go to the moon, but the footage was lost by the radiation in space, so they reshot it on Earth.
Yeah, in a warehouse.
For proof in a warehouse. Yeah, but we did go to the moon. The moon rocks are real.
I would have believed it more if the guy took his helmet off and was like, "Hey, come here."
Waving, drinking a Coke,
his head
or Pepsi.
Explodes.
Yeah,
but and wasn't he alone when he did it?
Who?
When he went to the moon, didn't he go by himself? The first guy.
No, he was. They have a crew.
Oh, but
because there's got to be a guy.
He was the one who got to go out by himself, though.
No, there's a couple guys.
No, but like he walked. There's one person walking on the moon.
No, the first guy, I think, is
Neil
Buzz
Armstrong.
Aldrin. Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin?
I think.
Okay. So he's like the first guy. So he's well known. The second guy is not as well known as the first guy because it's already been done at that point.
But it's still, I remember listening to Bill Burr say something about like when he's just like talking about people having small talk. It's like imagine trying to talk to that guy who's been to the moon. What do you talk to him about? You know what I mean? Like this guy's left Earth.
Yeah.
He didn't. You know what I mean? He didn't leave the U.S. He didn't go. He left Earth.
I know. It's got
to
be
what
wild
do you talk
for
to
sure.
That guy about?
So, yeah, I thought that was interesting today. And nobody, like, I don't know. That was in the conspiracy. WikiLeaks is reliable. It's not like some crazy conspiracy thing. Usually, you know, that stuff has gotten people kicked
nothing
out of jobs
nothing
and fired.
On the internet.
But there was no, like, data with it. It just said this thing, and that was it. I couldn't click on anything.
Yeah. Man, this hasn't been too funny. This has been pretty action-packed.
Yeah. Well, there was a couple things I wanted to talk. I was going to do this beforehand, but then since you were here, I was just like, I'll just jump into it. So you don't have to sit here and listen to this.
Yeah, I'm just It's just been a long week.
Yeah.
But I'm usually way funnier, folks, I swear.
You're doing great.
Stand up, man.
You're doing great, man. Zach Townsend is here this week on the Homemade Broadcast. He's a writer, a stand-up comedian,
And an all-around good guy.
All-around nice fella. Came buddies. And, he's just a friend of friend of me, friend of the program. I have to beg him to come do these things.
Nah,
now?
Man, I came right over.
Well, that's because now you got nothing going on.
I got nothing going on.
Yeah, right, you're just a sack right now.
I'm just a sack of poop.
A loose yam bag.
I'm just a pooped in bed right now.
Yeah,
I'm just some sheets broken with a little phone. Bit of poop on it.
You got towed twice this week. Ugh. Well, they say these things come in threes, so you're due. You're done. Your phone's broke. You got towed twice.
But what about what about my roommate leaving me? You know,
good riddance
to
that guy. He was in trouble.
But like just everything, and I when it rains, it pours.
It does,
dude. It is brutal for me right now.
You have to really embrace those lows in order to appreciate the highs. I'm not even kidding.
I know, and you know what? I've given people that same advice, but it's like.
Once you're in it,
you're just like,
shut up.
Not even shut up, because I appreciate, you know, we were talking the other night, and I talked to a couple of my other friends, but, like, it is just, like, it's brutal. Yeah. Especially, like, the older you get. Sometimes, like, when stuff happens like this, you're like, oh, I'm 21, like, whatever. I'm, like, 26. I'm like, am I ever going to get my stuff together, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. I always have taken breakups really bad. Historically,
yeah, breakups suck, but being broke sucks even worse, I think.
Well, yeah,
you can't even deal with the breakup. You know, you can't go out to the bar.
Drugs or alcohol, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's something I've learned you shouldn't be doing, too. Drugs and alcohol are...
well, that's good.
Alcohol, and women all need a absence.
Hey, sometimes, you know, you start working on yourself. You start writing more. You know, you get back out there. Yeah, you develop a pattern and
Googling
invest in
how
yourself.
How to tie a noose. Yeah, you
I thought about blowing my head off the other day, too.
Why not?
I was like, that'd be easy.
Yeah.
Just get out of here.
Simple solution.
Had a few beers, and then I was just like, I mean, this was very loose talk.
I'm too lazy.
Like, nah,
I'm too lazy to do it.
Somebody's going to have to clean this up. I feel bad.
Nah. You know, yeah.
Forget it. But, yeah, it sucks, man. That's you're fresh off, so you're done. You got your three out of the way. You're going to be, you know, you got to be depressed for a few months, and then you'll be.
A few months? Good. I mean, I'm hoping like a few weeks. Get it out of the way.
For me, it's months.
Get some change of scenery.
I'm usually 6 months. And I'm always in a pretty solid state of depression, though, for the most part.
Yeah.
I don't like being
happy. I feel like you're more depressed. I'm more angry than... I'm more angry than depressed. You're more depressed than angry.
I'm pretty angry, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, I could just be like, yeah, you know...
Well, I find I get more stuff done when I'm depressed. I don't really get anything done when I'm happy because I'm happy.
Yeah, you're not thinking of it. Yeah, yeah, I'll push it off.
Yeah.
Procrastinate. Mm-hmm. Let's go, dude. Let's go to the beach.
Let's go to the beach. You never want to go to the beach. I feel like going to the beach.
I'm feeling happy, you know?
Let's go. I'm happy. I want to go to the dang beach. Yeah.
Let's go to the beach. Let's get sunburn and sand in our shoes.
I got so sunburnt this past weekend. I worked the 97X barbecue.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Yeah,
it actually turned into a
honey baked
nice
ham right now.
Look at this.
That's bad. Yeah.
I got that.
You know what you should start doing, dude? You know it's not a bad look.
What's that?
Bandanas.
I used to do bandanas.
I almost wore a bandana over here, but I knew you were gonna start destroying me.
Oh my god! Yeah, I would have made fun of you pretty bad.
I wear a bandana for work all the time now, and I kind of like it. My hair's getting longer.
Do you do the flap over your hat or over your hair, or do you just do the sweatband?
No, it's
the
sweatband type thing.
Okay, yeah.
But you know, you make it a little bit. You make it thicker. So, you know, it's they're in.
Yeah.
Especially down here in St. Pete, you're going to look like the coolest guy down here.
Yeah, I don't know why I stopped doing that, but that used to be my look.
Yeah.
Oh, I think once your hair gets long, like I have thin hair, and it's kind of hard to jam it in the bandana. It just like kind of bubbles up on the top, and then you have this weird bubble on top of your head.
Yeah.
And it just looks bad.
Do you always wear a hat? I don't think I've ever seen you without a hat.
Pretty much, because my hair will just fall on my face otherwise.
Just do like a man bun.
I don't know how to tie the bun. I can do the clip, but all the clips stink. They're not good enough. They don't have enough force to hold my hair.
Find a girl to help you.
That's what I did. Nicole made me one on Sunday or Monday.
Ooh, Nicole.
You know Nicole.
Nicole who?
Nicole Lauber. You met her at Dog Bar that one time.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she made me a nice... hair bun. Other thing
what
I wanted
a sweetheart.
To talk about is
girls.
They not really.
They're awful.
I mean, I will talk to them about it in a few. You can't get bitter, man. They are. I know, but not all of them are like
I'm
that.
Not bitter.
There's some good ones out there.
I'm not bitter. I'm better.
But yeah, it's hard not to slip into that just hating everything phase.
maybe I am gay.
I'm going to try really hard. I'm going to make this happen. You think it's a choice? Yes, I do.
Yes,
and I'm choosing
to
be
I do
gay
think
now.
I do think it's a choice, and I'm never going back.
I'm not looking back.
I'm never texting Ryan again.
Ryan?
That's just a name. I mean,
oh,
that's actually my
name?
Middle name. I always,
your middle name's Zachary Ryan?
Zachary Ryan Townsend.
Wow.
And my social security number is...
I found this website. It's new because I if I don't know who somebody is when they call me, I'll quickly Google their number to mm-hmm. see if it's somebody I should answer. And they have this website. It's like Florida. Oh, I should have kept the window open. But if you have their phone number, you know what their party affiliation is, what they're registered as, their address, their email. They have everything.
That can't be legal.
I don't know how it, like, it
freaked
me out.
Do you have to pay for that?
No. It was just online.
That's weird.
Because they had my email, and they have my email. Like, my email. Not my junk email I give to people or
yeah,
my Radio St. Pete
yeah,
email.
Yeah, it's probably
my
hooked up to your
email.
Phone. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's hooked up through the phone or what it is, but
it's
it was...
your email, it definitely is.
I don't know, but they had my phone number, my party affiliation, my address, full address.
Pant size?
No pant size, thank God.
Size... 53.
Too big.
53-32.
Too big. But yeah, it was scary, man. Like, having your phone number and address, all that, that's a little... I mean,
yeah.
I guess you have to know
address.
The number.
Yeah, no, I don't... Because what is your accent?
Address with apartment number.
That's weird. Yeah,
it freaked me out.
You got to find if you can take yourself off.
Hold
there.
On, let me see if I can...
pull me up.
Let me see if I can find it. Sit. Sorry, folks. This is a little lag here. I'm looking something up. Where is it? Oh, that's a little scary. I put in my phone number and TuneIn came up. That's not good. Why is it on TuneIn? I don't see it. Okay, forget it. Well, what's your phone number?
Yeah, I'll tell
you. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No, I don't want your phone number out there. But anyways,
why not? Maybe a lonely young woman will be listening to this and give me a call.
I don't think so.
You think anybody's listening at this point?
Oh,
is anybody
sure.
listening to me?
Yeah.
It's like the Adam Sandler movie or Billy Madison, and she's like, "What's a horseshoe? Are there any
horse
socks? Is anybody listening to me?"
The other thing I want to talk about, I saw there's a new mural right across the street at Black Crow Coffee.
I don't know where that is, and I've gotten invited
right
there before.
Like, right there.
Is it really?
Yes.
Like, right across the
street
right
from where your
street?
Car is.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy, Thirst, made this. Really cool. He does, like,
Thirst?
Thirst is his name. Yeah. He did this geometric pattern type of thing. It was really cool. Already, first day, somebody vandalized it.
Ugh.
There had been, Sebastian Coolidge did one, and some guy said, you know, spray painted over it. I want to see real art.
I hope the guy who...
Well, it's got to be somebody in the neighborhood, and it has to be somebody who goes to the coffee shop or something, or in that shopping center that knows that this is being done, and then, like, immediately right after just went and vandalized
it. Yeah, or it's somebody like, listen, if you don't change your name from Thirst, I'm going to keep doing this.
Well, they did it to that Sebastian guy, too. You know, murals are kind of one of those things where everybody understands that they're going to be there for a short period of time. They're not going to be there forever. But let them be for a period of time anyways.
Yeah, just pristine for a little bit.
I mean, we can't have nice things here.
I know, man. I you know what's crazy to me too, talking about paintings, is like the fact that like Mona Lisa is like one of the most sought after paintings of all time, and that woman has zero tits. She has absolutely no titties.
She might underneath the gown.
Yeah,
you don't
you
really
can't see them.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? Like you saw that picture. You see that. So you see that selfie pop in your Instagram feed. You're not double tapping.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Right.
You're going, ugh, who's this ugly chick? Why am I following her? Ugh.
It's the mischievous smile, the Mona Lisa smile. That was the. Is she happy?
She's
is she
brutal.
Sad? You can't tell. It's a masterpiece.
Am I happy? Am I sad?
Nobody
you can't
knows.
Tell. No, you can. I'm very sad.
Yeah, but that's like a mystery type of piece. I always wonder how art is appraised. Like, how do you know?
I wonder how those guys make money. Like, especially like
living artists don't really make any money outside of a few weirdos.
Yeah, we're always talking about stand-up comedy too.
Yeah, right. Well, no, I think eventually in comedy you make money. I think Joe Rogan makes $1 million an episode.
You've got to be kidding me.
I think it's something close to that. Or maybe it's $1 million a month, actually. I think it's $1 million a month. So he makes a couple hundred grand an episode.
Jeez.
Thanks for breaking my stuff here.
Yeah, well, you know what? I was watching this thing, and it was like Kevin Smith, the guy, the director, the guy, Jay and Silent Bob,
right,
all those movies. He's like running like a podcasting class, like,
and how to podcast. You can't teach that. It's just,
well, it's like comedy, but it's like now everybody wants to do it because nobody wants to work. Everybody just wants to sit. Everybody thinks stand up is, it's not work. It is.
Yeah.
Well, everyone thinks podcasting. You really want to do podcasting? It's like, yeah, you want to listen to Joe Rogan because he's seen what he does. You know what I mean? He's the Fear Factor guy. He's the MMA guy. That guy lives a sick life.
Well, they asked Adam Carolla. Somebody asked, "How do you start a podcast? A successful podcast?" And he said, "Step one, be famous. That's number one."
Yeah, not even be famous, but like step one, start doing it when it first came out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
not now. Like my whole thing with immigration is like, listen, I don't care who we let into this. I don't think we should let anybody into this country who's trying to start a podcast. That's my whole thing.
Yeah, we're maxed out.
Yeah, listen, if you want to come over, if you want to come over from Mexico, and you're just like, if you, I don't.
Kill, what if they're really interesting?
Kill, rape, great, whatever. You know, I don't.
A great podcast.
Do
about
not start a podcast.
Burritos or something. Did you hear about the two ladies in Portland that got
stabbed?
They opened up a burrito joint to white ladies in Portland because it's so progressive. Decided that was cultural appropriation and pestered them to the point that they had to shut down.
Good.
Unbelievable. I'm sure they were delicious burritos too.
They're probably.
They had to be. They were doing great. They were doing very successful.
Were they doing numbers?
They were doing numbers.
Sound like gangbusters.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So they were good. I mean, the people had spoken, but then a few a-holes just had to ruin it for everybody.
Probably stand-up comics. Probably female.
Probably
female stand-up comics.
I wouldn't be surprised. All right. I guess we can wrap this thing up. Zach, thanks for, you know, filling in. It's
hey,
always good talking
anytime,
to you.
You know what I mean?
Keep your head up, Buckaroo.
You
know, things are going to be.
I might start a GoFundMe for me, people. So send me. I'm kidding. I'll never do that.
I saw somebody do that as a joke. One of the open micers around here.
To make any money?
He wanted like $6 or something. But he asked for,
$6.
He asked for, I think, $150 million.
It's a reasonable number.
Boy, it really kind of went out of steam pretty quick.
Who, me?
We all did, I think.
Only thing on my mind right now, and I think I'm probably going to. You want to go drink somewhere after this?
Maybe. Maybe a drink.
Yeah. We'll see about that, buddy.
Okay. Zach, thanks for coming in. Thank you for listening to Homemade Broadcast here on Radio St. Pete. If you are tuned in over there, make sure you stay tuned for Frankie Rivera's Jazz Show, coming to you live from Seminole, Florida. Frankie Rivera. People love the Jazz Show. I got, it's kicking behind.
Jazz is,
dude,
pretty sweet.
People love it.
People love Ruby's. And like,
that's
and
true.
Ruby, then it's always, not always jazz, but Ruby's Elixir, they have like a lot of jazz there.
Yeah, it's a good place. So stay tuned for Frank. After that, stay tuned for the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, hey, thanks a lot. Make sure you rate and subscribe. HMB Radio Tampa Bay. Like the Facebook page, HMB Radio. Hotel Mike Bravo Radio. Follow me on Twitter at @home_made_man. Zach, you're Smack Townsend, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, I am SMACK Townsend, TOWNSEND.
Very good.
On Instagram. And let me know if there's a new,
new app?
Yeah, a new, like we're talking. That's what I think I need to do, is I need to find the next thing that's going to be next and hop on that and become an OG godfather of that.
Like when Vine was around?
Like when podcast. Oh,
bummed were the Vine.
Dude, I can't. I don't. I'm going to stop. I hate Vine. We'll go off. Well, this podcast will be another 40 minutes. The fact that there's Vine stars. The fact that that word even exists, Vine stars, and I'm putting the air quotes up, Vine stars. That are better off than me and some of these comics that I know. You know what I mean? It's like they go to places and have like a meet and greet, make like $5,000. I watched the show about them on Netflix.
I gotta check it out. Yeah, they're not Vine stars anymore because there's no Vine.
Yeah, but now they're on Facebook. They're making longer videos. They still exist. It's like the YouTubers.
Yeah. It's a we need a
we need a Holocaust with just instead of Jews, we'll have Vine
podcasters
stars.
Podcasters and Vine stars.
Vine stars.
Yeah. All right, Zach.
And tow truck drivers, actually. Anybody with a tow truck.
They really are the worst people on the planet, for sure.
I will find you.
Radio St. Pete on Facebook, just Radio STPETE. Same thing on Instagram and Twitter. My Twitter, home_made_man, same on Instagram. You know, follow it. It's cool. You can leave a message for us if you want, 813-693-2124. If you're online, you can text and call and whatever. And if you miss that number, just go to hmbradio.com. You can listen. You can get, sometimes I write articles and blog posts, and if you're interested in any of that. I got to redo my website, too. That's on the list. Stickers. I still got a bunch of stickers. If you want some, email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. I think that's it. I did sponsors. We're good to go. Thanks, Zach, again for coming in. I will talk to you people next week. I don't think they heard any of that, but he said he loves you. I'm too lazy to turn on the mic. Will Koontz, HMB Radio, Radio St. Pete, next week. Bye-bye.